Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Carl, a very, very good morning to you. I hope you are well.
Ever so peachy keen. Thank you very much for having me on board.
Always, always awesome to do so. A number of things I wanted to ask you about. And the one question, and I really am fascinated by this, is extremism. Brain, there's apparently a trait in the brain that talks to whether people might be extremists.
Yeah, and this covers all sorts of branches of politics, the extreme left, the extreme right, and extreme beliefs such as chemtrails, chemicals that the government's put into the jet fuel to make us all be willing servants of the government, or that the earth is flat, or that the COVID virus was invented to try to destroy the world population, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And I've been reading some stuff by Dr. Lior, L-E-O-R, Zimgrod, Z-M-I-G-R-O-D, I don't know how to pronounce that, who's a neuroscientist and wrote a book called The Ideological Brain. And they look at it two ways, one with a bunch of psychological tests and the other one with some brain chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychological test was that they got them to play a little game called the Wisconsin card sorting test. So they say, okay, Carl, okay, Howard, here you are, here's some cards, work out what's going on. And we got no idea. And we try to work out what the game is. And pretty soon we work out that if we have two cards of the same color, we get a reward.
Right.
And otherwise, we don't.
Yes.
Okay, so we do that. We get our little rewards. We get a little bit of chocolate or whatever it is. And then they change the rules without telling us what the new rule is. Now, some people just hate it. And they're more rigid thinkers. And some people are going, oh, okay, there's a new rule. Let me try and work it out. If you are the sort of person who is a more rigid thinker, who doesn't like to accept new ideas, then you're more likely to be extreme right or extreme left or follow some irrational conspiracy theory.
Right.
I'm a bit worried that I might suffer from being extremist myself.
I was worrying as you were saying that. I was thinking, ooh, am I that? Yeah.
Yeah, because you know the new word that's come into the language, N-shitification,
no.
When they've got some software that works perfectly fine and they make a change and it's worse,
right.
And you think, oh my God, I'm sick of this. I don't want to learn. I've already worked out the old one.
Right.
In the old days, I used to try to work out what was wrong and try to fix it and understand it. But now there's no point because there's no rational behavior behind what they do. And
right. They
don't tell you that they've got a problem and they change it straight away. So we're into the land of workarounds. So on one hand, if you are less flexible in your thinking, and I'll promise not to get so annoyed with changes in the software. If you are less flexible, you tend to be extreme right or extreme left or accept a conspiracy theory. But then she went looking into the brain, and now straight away, this is a small sample size, and straight away she was dealing with dopamine. And mate, there's 1,000 different chemicals in the brain, and there's 1,000 different areas. But so I'm waiting for this to be backed up by further research. So my soft approach here is that she said that typically a rigid thinker will have more dopamine in the part of the brain responsible for rewarding learning and instinctual response. And I'll have lower dopamine in the prefrontal cortex, which is more about high-level sophisticated decision-making. So that's her trying to get some sort of neurochemistry. So at this stage, I'm saying it's interesting, but we haven't got a definitive answer. Like, it needs to be backed up by other research, and this is just the first one that we're seeing. But I have been curious about why people have these extremist views. So I was just having lunch in a cheap outdoor restaurant, and this person came up and started talking to me about the flat Earth and said, oh, you can't possibly go to Antarctica because NASA has got submarines underwater to stop submarines going there and ships at the ocean level and airplanes to stop people flying to Antarctica. And I said, but I've been there 7 times to Antarctica. And the person said, oh, God, Carl, you've been bought out by big NASA.
Oh, of course you have. You're one of them. Right. You're one of them, Carl. Okay. I've always suspected it.
So this is not the definitive answer, but we might be getting closer to understanding why people have perhaps irrational views. And I fully admit I do irrational things.
It's so interesting because, you know, I spoke to a psychologist last week and we spoke about people who, let's say, stay in an abusive relationship or stay in a work environment that's so bad. And one of the things that he said was they have to keep applying cognitive dissonance in order to convince themselves in a way that this is kind of okay. And maybe that's what this is about, is these whoever it might be are so hell-bent on making sure that their belief system remains what it is, that they have to believe more and more fantastical things around, to explain it. And it really doesn't matter what those things are, but ultimately, you just got to keep doing it.
Well, two responses to that. Number one, in some cases, people find it hard, for example, to get a new job or to have a new relationship. Mm. And number two, I kind of believe in quantum mechanics. Oh, my God, that's crazy straight away.
Yeah, that's where we...
That's
Dr. Carl, we're out of time, and it's such a pity because I'm absolutely loving this conversation. Thank you, as always. Really, really interesting.